Hello, hello. Welcome everyone to Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your host, and I thank you right up front for my national as well as international audience coming to you or coming from me. I have a whole lot to say today, but it's really going to be coming from my guest, amazing guest, and his name is Leroy Allen, based out of Maryland, I believe in the Baltimore area. Not only is he an executive coach and leader in the community and beyond, but he also does a whole lot of consulting. And he's going to get into it because he also has a book, which should be coming out very soon. So again, he has multi things going on in his life. And I've been waiting to get this person on this show because number one, let me just let you in on a secret, people. He's the one that actually trained me to become a certified life coach. And by the end of this interview, perhaps you'll be ready for him to train you as well. So without further ado, I want to bring in the multi-talented and my friend, Mr. Leroy Allen. Hello, Leroy. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Toy. How are you?
Good. Come on in. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's certainly good to be in your company and certainly good to be in the company of your audience and all of those good things. And I'm looking forward to, you know, what it is that we would be able to share in order to help somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, before we get right into that book, and I, you know how broadcasting is, we're on a timer, so we know how it works.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, essentially, you are an executive leader, leadership coach, correct?
That's
just one thing.
Yes. Yes.
One thing.
That's one thing.
But you also do events, you promote events, you market. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have an extraordinary background. Mm-hmm. And if I remember way back when, you also was on the financial side of things as well. So
that would be correct.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So, and you have a book.
Yes.
That's either coming out or, and I know you have been an author before, but yes. I'd like to, if you don't mind, tell people where you're from and, you know, what's going on with Leroy Allen now and lead us into this fantastic book that you have that may be able to help a lot of people out there.
Okay, very well. First, before I get started, Toy, I would like to thank you for the invitation to come and join you and your audience. And as I said, you know, the objective here is just simply to infuse good times and happy times in somebody else's life so that in return, somebody can infuse good times and happy times in our lives. That's how that goes with us, right?
Yes.
But, you know, yes, again, my name is Leroy Allen. And I am from the PG County, Maryland area, and have been living in the PG County, Maryland area now for about 10, 11 years now. And with that being said, you said earlier that my entrepreneur and leadership journey started in the finance industry, which it did. It started in the finance industry where at that point in time, because of my youth, a lot of things I had to grow into, right? Mm-hmm. There were times when, you know, managers and so forth told me, well, Leroy, you have to have a target audience.
Okay.
And all I knew was ABC. I wasn't trying to hear target audience. And of mm-hmm. course, as you know, ABC stands for always be closing. So I ain't got no target audience. I'm going to sell to everybody.
Always be closing, folks. You hear that, right? ABC.
ABC, always be closing. And so they said, you have to have a target audience. You have to do these things. And you have to do yeah. these things. And yeah. again, because of my youth, those mm-hmm. things were ignored. And I've come to find as I've grown into the entrepreneur mm-hmm. leadership journey, no, no, no. Those things do not need to be ignored. Those things need to be identified.
Mm.
They need to be identified. In mm-hmm. particular now, when as we all are working through social media, mm-hmm. You know, without a target audience, you know, who is your message going to? Where are you driving your value proposition? Where are you driving it to? You know, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, when you look at social media, no matter what platform that you're dealing with, it is a vehicle.
Yeah.
It is a vehicle. And what do we do as entrepreneurs and leadership and leaders? We drive vehicles and we drive the kind of vehicles that give us the best opportunity to do what? Solve problems.
Mm. Here we
Solve
go.
Problems.
Solve problems.
And, you know, it's not an entrepreneur, it's not a leader in the land that's not in the business of solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show me one person who's not solving problems, and I'll show you a person that's broke.
Well, we're going to write that down. We'll get back to that broke thing. Yeah. And I get it, because one of the things that you said right away, there's some entrepreneurs that may listen to this. And by the way, we're currently now, the show is in 16 countries, including the US. So
okay.
I'm very proud of that, which only been on for just a shy little over a year now. And we always talk about, you know, that entrepreneur that's always chasing the money.
Right.
And it's something that I was saying, you know, as I was introducing you, that one of the things you were a master coach, if you will, and that trained me to become a certified life coach. But one of the things when you start getting into the whole money thing and you mentioned, you know, you don't want to start trading dollars for hours or something like that. It was something you said. And
oh,
I
yeah.
said, no, it's about
oh,
value.
Yeah. Absolutely. I
know
so
the
agree
value.
With you. Yes. You know, there is no need as an entrepreneur to exchange hours for dollars. If you're going to exchange hours for dollars, whether it's you, me, or any other leader or entrepreneur, you may as well just go to McDonald's and exchange hours for dollars. What we should be in the business of doing is exchanging perspective for dollars. See, if a product or a service is that good, so now what I'm doing is taking my conversation up a little bit. If a product and service is that good, according to what I've learned, it will sell itself. So in other words, my job is to sell perspective, because perspective does what? Perspective is going to give meaning to the overall customer-client relationship. When I give meaning to the overall customer-client relationship, what I am aiming to do, what you are aiming to do, Toy, is stay at the top of his or her thought process. So if I'm at the top of his or her thought process, guess what? Guess what happens to me? I get invited to cookouts. I get invited to birthdays, right? I get invited to all kinds of engagements per customer-client relationship, right? Because I'm at the top of the person's thought process. Because here is the thing. People don't care about how much you know until you show them how much you care. People don't care about that. Don't nobody care about degrees to decorate your wall. Don't nobody care about your certifications. Don't nobody care about those things. In fact, I have a thing to where, if I could say this, right? The only time that all of that is discussed is when we're going home, when we're crossing over to be with God, when they read the obituary and talk about all the different wonderful things that we did while we were amongst the land of the living. That's the only time that counts.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I've learned to do, I've learned to put my achievements in a file cabinet and visit those achievements as needed. You know why? Because those achievements, success can interrupt your mobility. Success can interrupt your mobility. You see, because there are times when we get success where we want to hold on to it in the palm of our hand as if as though there's nothing else coming. So if now when I put my success in the file cabinet and visit my successes as needed, that don't mean I forget them, because that's a part of my process and that's who I am. Right. But at the same time, I don't allow my success to dictate my tomorrow.
Well, a lot of people probably, you know, people define success in different ways.
Of course.
What success means to you may be different from someone else.
For
but
sure.
from the people that will listen to this broadcast, and they will, and it's global, and they're thinking about, you know, this whole journey of entrepreneurship, but you know what? They might say, well, you know, Coach Leroy, I don't have the time for that. I just need to make really quick money. I know what I'm passionate about. Why can't I just make money? What is it? Is there something that's stopping us?
Yes.
You know, from the coaching perspective, when you have all of these people that have come through your school and your program, but
right.
A lot of us may have come, including myself, and said, well, wait a minute, I can speak from here to I don't know where. If anybody
right.
just called me and invite me, I'll speak, right? I didn't
right.
have a targeted, quote unquote, audience. But for that entrepreneur or someone out there, when you're coaching, you know, in that realm, and before we get even more into the book, you know, what is it? Is there a secret, and why do we fail at this because of the thought process behind it?
Well, first of all, I've been a full-time entrepreneur now for more than 17 years now, full-time.
Okay.
And I can tell you right now that if you're chasing money, you're going to end up more at a dead end than an end full with prosperity if you're chasing money.
Okay.
What I believe entrepreneurs and leaders are lacking right now is strategy.
Strategy.
In a lot of ways, strategy is better than money. In a lot of ways. Strategy puts me in a favorable position and put you and every entrepreneur, every leader in a favorable position to scale their presence and their conversation. So now, if I go about the business of scaling my presence and my conversation, it puts me in a position to be able to vet my entire process. Tori, you come from a HR background, or you have an HR background.
Yeah.
And there were times during your recruiting where you went through a vetting process. That vetting process brought you into alignment with what's important to you or what's important for your organization, that vetting process. Because before that vetting process, what you had was a strategy. So now when I come into my vetting process and I identify with those things that are important to me through scaling, guess what it also does? It puts me into a right now focus with my alternative message, with my alternative position, with my alternative value proposition. So when I come into alignment with my alternative, I'm simply saying I can do anything that I put my mind to. And I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me, the spiritual side of it. So now if I can scale my language and my presence and have them vet it to the point where I'm going in a direction that my message is going in, because I see it right now that there are some entrepreneurs and leaders who's going in one direction and their message is going in another direction.
Wow.
And you sit back and you ask the question, why is my message going here and my body going here? It is simply because you are not in alignment with what it is that your message is trying to send to the receiver. You're not in alignment with that yourself. And so you're selling something that you really don't understand. So it starts with having a strategy. And I know this for a fact, that the strategy is a part of the process, because new habits are formed through process. New habits are formed through process. And I know it can't be so much of the action steps that I take, because for me, I can speak for me, right? Some action steps that I've taken did not guarantee me immediate success. What it gave me was a position to learn and to discover and to come into agreement with what I'm capable of. And once I come into agreement with what I'm capable of, oh, it's over now. Because once I come into, for me, Tori, I can tell you, when I come into agreement with what I'm capable of, you can send a bear after me, and me and the bear are going to be fighting.
Yes, and if there's any bears out there listening today,
that's exactly right. Because guess what? I got to, as my grandmother would say, I got to switch too.
Well, you have really said some things that they're hot topics. You know, if people sit around the tables and we're always talking about, many people talk about, not everyone, but there's this thing, especially as we emerge from COVID, we're still dealing with a lot of things over the past 2 years. People have missed out on entrepreneurship opportunities, or some people have just started. Oh, my goodness. Right. Right. So, you know, can you just at least say, well, speak to that, at least one major thing that, you know, we're all kind of, well, now we have to pick up the pieces and we're trying to earn some money where we missed out on.
Right.
And not get discouraged. I think that, you know, for my listeners, and I look at the analytics and I know who's listening, but it's amazing that, you know, I start thinking about that particular audience and it's like, wait a minute. You're getting discouraged. So you give up and you say, that's it. COVID was there. I'll never get back to X. And clearly some companies will never come back.
That's
We
correct.
understand that. Some
That's
people
correct.
have left jobs because I'm in HR and all that. I get it.
Of
The
course.
quiet quitting, the great resignation.
Of
We have
course.
experienced all of the above.
Yes.
Really briefly, can you just speak to that person or persons listening that has said, I'm done?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, when we talk about the pandemic and what we all have lost as a culture, right? I'm of the persuasion, now and even before the pandemic, that whatever it was that excites me, I want to keep it in front of me. Because what excites me infuses me and it gives me some kind of encouragement and motivation to move on beyond what I see. So now, when we take a look at what the entrepreneur and leadership culture has to offer us right now, it calls for all of us to make a paradigm shift. So all of us have a level playing field to operate from, a leveled playing field. So now, as a result of that, I would say to every entrepreneur and every leader, do not get discouraged. Take a look at your track record. Take a look at your track record. Because before the pandemic, if you saw enough in you to make you travel down the road of entrepreneurship and leadership, you didn't just lose that over what it was that you saw, over what it was that you experienced. And I get it. As it relates to the pandemic, all of us have experienced different losses in different kind of ways. I get that. I really do. But at the same time, if in fact that you have had experience on any level, anywhere, you should be able to go back there and say, hey, I did that. And if I did it once, I can do it again. Like I know for myself, through this pandemic, I decided to do this one thing because I can speak to the man when I say this. So, well, yeah, I can do it that way. I'm speaking to the man as a whole, but I know your audience consists of male and female.
That is
there
correct.
There are times where us men are concerned, and I want to obviously clarify that with what I'm getting ready to say is what I'm doing. There are times as men where we need things to challenge us, right? And what I felt that kind of way going through the pandemic, sitting in the house for 2 years, like everybody else, as a friend of mine would say, like the other 99 and a half. So I'm sitting in the pandemic and I said, I always wanted to go and get my master's degree. Toy, I got online. I started looking at different schools. And not only was I looking at the schools, Toy, because of my background, I decided that I also wanted to be able to solve some type of problem as well, that whatever school I chose had. And so I'm looking through these schools and I came up with a school. And from the third week of the pandemic until now, I have been pursuing my master's degree in organizational leadership. So my higher learning is in marketing and organizational leadership. So here now I'm pursuing my master's. I've been going full time since I started, and I'm getting ready to graduate in May of next year.
All right. Congrats. Congrats on that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it only took me a year.
That's determination.
And as an entrepreneur, that's what you must have. You must have determination. And I remember the day, Toy, when I was going through that process. I was going through my first semester, and I declared to myself, this means something to me. It means something. And so when something means something to you, guess what? You're all in. You're all in. So what I did was I saturated myself with the information that was before me. I saturated myself with the information that I had gathered before I got to that place, right? And when I saturated myself in it, guess what I came to realize? I came to realize that everything that I was learning through my master's program at Regent University, guess what? I already had access to it. So the professors sound just like me. Need I say any more?
Essentially, They shouldn't charge you because you already.
That's exactly right. They sound just like I sound.
I just taught myself. But yeah, I get it. And that thank you so much, because listeners, we've been really chopping it up here. I'm talking with Leroy Allen, based out of Maryland area. I believe in the Prince George's County area, for those of you who are familiar, between Washington and Baltimore and Maryland and Virginia, because, you know, I have family, extended family from that area. Matter of fact, I was supposed to be born. I should have been born in Washington, but I wasn't. But anyway, that's it's a whole nother podcast. But so I'm thanking you for just pinpointing that, because what Leroy Allen is saying, please write it down, listen, go back and review this recording, and you will hear him say, if nothing else, don't give up, be determined. You know, we all have this journey. Maybe your journey is to stay in that career, traditional 9 to 5, but you want to elevate your career. And that's where I come in with my HR background to help you. If you're going to stay there, I can help you move within the ranks. Okay. But I get it. And that's a good clarification right there. So being determined, don't get discouraged in whatever you're doing in life. It just doesn't mean because of pandemic, you know, we lost lives in pandemic. Yeah. So I'm definitely, you know, we can lose jobs, but people have lost their lives, right, which supersedes the job and everything else. But the stress levels is just what it is. And so I'm glad that things are getting better. But thank you, Leroy, for bringing that up. So we're going to go and just staying within our time constraints, because you are an executive. And I'd like to go ahead and share this, because you have such an amazing background here. And I want to know, can you see that on my screen?
I can.
Okay. Can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So essentially, now this is the, you're an author, but this is not your first time being an author.
That's correct.
Not your first time. So you're a multi-time author, speaker, motivator, inspirer, keynote speaking address, all of the above. You're a consultant. You have your own business. You're CEO and founder of, you know what you're,
right.
Life, you got L, E, and G. So Life Enhancement Coaching Institute, Life Enhancement Consulting. Oh. It's a mix.
Yes.
But now my vision is my weapon.
Yes.
The goal is not, I repeat, not the destination. The goal is the process.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us what you mean by that and how we'll be able to close out this message for all of those listeners. And we want to get it right, because absolutely, I know there's a message there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As I was going through the pandemic, as we spoke earlier, just like the other 99 and a half, as a friend of mine would say, mm-hmm, I started asking questions like probably you have done, and, you know, your audience as well, Toy. And the questions that I was asking is, what do I want my ideal life to look like? Mm-hmm. What do I want my ideal business to look like? What do I want my ideal relationship to look like? What do I want my ideal customer client relationship to look like? And what do I want my ideal future to look like, with the understanding that if I'm going to live in my future, it may as well be one that I plan, in spite of the fact that different negative things that may have been going on around me. So I started looking at my ideals. Mm-hmm. And when I started looking at my ideals, I came up with the book titled The Brand, as well as a website that will be coming forth called My Vision is My Weapon. Because a vision is an image of a coming attraction. And so when I look at the fact that a vision is an image of a coming attraction, and I look at my ideals, and the cousin that's related to the word vision is the word potential. Because if you look at potential, the way we define that is to say, is what I haven't done yet. Hmm. A vision, on the other hand, is an image of a coming attraction, which means that when persons say unto you, there is more to you than what you see, you should automatically say unto them, I know that's right. So my vision is my weapon. And then the phrase that pays mm-hmm. that come with that, the goal is not the destination, the goal is the process. It is mm-hmm. simply because we're within the process. Mm-hmm. That's where new habits are formed.
Yeah.
It's through the process. And it's also through the process mm-hmm. where I get an opportunity to scale my thoughts and give meaning to the things that are important to me. It's through mm-hmm. the process. It's not by way of the action steps that I've taken that automatically guarantees me success. It's by mm-hmm. way of the process. And there are times where I have seen people, and perhaps you have, Toy, as well yeah. as your audience, where mm-hmm. I've seen people reach their destination of excellence, whatever that level of excellence is, and leave mm-hmm. their process behind. But yeah. your process is your money. Your mm-hmm. process is your testimony. Your mm-hmm. process is your tool that you use to leverage money, time, opportunity, relationships, and now technology. Your process. Your process is your value proposition. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, your process yeah. is your point of sale. How about that? Your process is your placement of products and services. Mm-hmm. So you don't leave your process behind and, you know, march forward to the destiny and hold the trophy up in your hand when you get to the top of the ladder. That's not how the game is played. The game is played by way of the process. And so in every page of that book, and it's 150 pages of mm-hmm. that book, the one message that everybody's going to draw off the reading of the book is the goal is not the destination. The goal is the process. And wow. so in that same setting, I went and got six of my closest friends. Six of my closest friends, I could call them that, right?
Okay.
To share in this experience with me. To share an experience with me. Now, Toy, as you and I have talked, you know, off camera, when yes. you're leading people, mm-hmm. it's one thing to have them leading you because they believe in you and the message that you carry. It's another mm-hmm. thing when people believe in you and you're leading them and they're putting money and their time behind you at the same time. It's an altogether mm-hmm. different situation.
That's very different.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, my vision is my weapon. So yes, it is a weapon for you. Yes, it is a weapon for me. And mm-hmm. and no, the goal will never be the mm-hmm. destination. The goal has to be the process. It has to be the process. So we work the channels of that book, raising that message to all that who's going to read it, that you cannot, under no circumstances, get to your wealthy place and leave your process behind.
Wow. You hear that, folks? You cannot leave the process behind. Nope. That is a very powerful message, because one of the things, and I often talk about what I do, is help people to navigate both their career and or their life skills journey. But yes. that's yes. what it is. It's a journey.
It's you a know, journey.
And then when you try to put the pieces together by yourself, a lot of times you do need some help. Mm-hmm. And that's where coaches come in, or mentorship, et cetera. Absolutely. And there is a difference, between mentorship as well as coaching. They're two different entities.
Oh, but very much so.
Collectively, you can get on that journey, whatever it is, your career, your professional life, even your family, or their issues running amongst us in families,
yep.
you know, if they could kind of adapt what you just said, even from that book,
yeah,
you know, that may be something to really turn things around. So
oh,
looks
absolutely.
Like, I'll be the first one that needs the book then.
Oh, absolutely. It's signed, sealed, and delivered already. Absolutely. But yes, my vision is my weapon. Yeah. My yeah. vision is my weapon. The goal is not the destination. The goal is the process. And believe me when I tell you, I'm an anointed vessel of God to be able to call it just the way I see it.
Mm. Wow.
That's how that goes. But yes, my vision is my weapon. Your vision is your weapon. It's mm-hmm. your weapon. You know,
yeah.
and your vision, you know, even though it may tarry from time to time, that does mm-hmm. not mean that it's not going to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean mm-hmm. that, you know, visions, you know, you're going to get some tension. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody who's in the business of casting visions, you know, from an upward mobility standpoint, who did mm-hmm. not run into some tension, some stress somewhere. If you do, show me him or her, because I want to talk to him.
I mean, on your journey, that's what it is. It's like, again, whether it's in your career life, your personal life, family dynamics, which I talk a lot about, you know, in my talks. And I find that a lot of people sometimes, if they just talk it out, that's one way. But that's sometimes you need people such as yourself that have that background in that leadership and at the executive level coaching so that they understand. And that's, I'm going to turn it now to, you know, before we start to wrap up, just really want to come right back to that whole thing with your coaching, you know, not only executives. I mean, when people say, oh, executive coaching, well, oh no, I can't afford that. No, that's too much. Or I don't think I have the, you know, ability to coach an executive. You know, if I had listened to that, I would never have done an executive boot camp that I designed myself over the summer.
Right.
I don't care if it was two people in the class or one person in the class, but I designed it. It was my vision. That's what I said. And, you know, people, you know, again, this whole coaching thing is amazing. But what I found, I was coaching all along, you know, coming up and studying communications and talking to people and solving their issues. And I'm thinking, but I wasn't getting paid for it or anything.
Right.
I mean, you know, nobody approached me and said, hey, I'll pay you to speak on this. No. It's not always easy. But I want to just go right now so we know how people can get in touch with you. And also, what's next for Leroy Allen? Are there some coaching things coming up, events where people can connect with you, or if someone's interested in getting into one of your coaching classes, whatever level?
All right. Well, you know, as I stated earlier, my higher education is in marketing and organizational leadership. So I put together one individual, a friend of mine, and on December the 17th, what we did was we put together, and she has her higher learning and is in marketing. And so what we did is we put together what we call a two-day online marketing summit, two-day online marketing summit. And it's set up in modules is what it's set up in. And it's the objective of the entire program is to position emerging and entrepreneurs in such a way where they understand and know how to turn their brand into brand equity. And you have to be able to understand strategy. You have to be able to understand target audience. You have to be able to make the distinction between mobile marketing as well as online marketing. And so it's a whole lot of modules. It's about 14 modules that we put together. And this is something, again, that was done, or a vision that was captured while we were working through pandemic. And so the two-day social media marketing mix is 14 different modules. It is a program that's also added to TOI, the Life Enhancement Coaching Institute. And so that particular program is designed, again, to teach emergent and seasoned entrepreneurs how to build brand and convert that brand into brand equity by creating or having the understanding of what it means to leverage money, time, opportunity, relationships, and technology. Because we are in a technology-driven society right about now.
Right.
And that's one of the things that curbed my appetite to really engage, along with my learning and teaching, to engage in such a way where I can bring people in and teach them how to run their course throughout technology, throughout all levels and different social media marketing outlets that there is. We're going to cross the board and cross them really good in that way, right? And cross them really good. So,
yes. And it will happen.
But we put that together, and she and I, and it's been a great experience with that. And so, that's the next thing that we have coming up. And of course, our doors are always open, you know, for coaches who want to become certified, and we are accredited, our certified accredited coaches, and we have five different learning tracks that which one can learn from: the Certified Life Coach Program, Executive Leadership Coach, Christian Development Coach, Relationship Coach, and we have a public speaking course as well in that.
Okay.
And so, you know, we, you know, and these are all things that I grew into that I built over time.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that I grew into. Nothing came to me by day and by night. No, no, no. That's not the way the game is played here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, new habits are formed through process, and the goal is not the destination. The goal is the process, for sure.
Yeah. There it is, folks. You've been listening to Mr. Leroy Allen, based out of Maryland, executive leadership coach, CEO, and founder. You got it. I mean, it's just so many things in your background that people need. And they say, once you know, you find the pain point of an organization or of even perhaps an individual, because some of us coach individuals, we don't even touch organizations, but whatever it is, you need to understand what is the pain point? How do you get to it? How do you help that person? You're not trying to snow them. A lot of people, you know, sometimes us coaches get a bad rap because it's like, well, I could have done that on my own. What do I need a coach for? You know, well, that'd be a whole nother podcast, but in one word or two words, why is it important to obtain a coach or a mentor? And then we want to find out where we can contact you after this broadcast.
Well, one of the main reasons why is because for facilitating growth and development by way of perspective, because as coaches, that's what you're doing. You're selling perspective to your client. You're not trying to change them. Because you can't. That's the first thing. And so as you go about the business of selling perspective, what you're doing is you're bringing meaning to the overall customer-client relationship. You're bringing meaning to it. And so from that standpoint, it's about the perspective that you give. It's about the meaning that you leave them with. And if your intentions are good, as it relates to your coaching practice, your coaching business, if your intentions are good, guess what? Your conclusion is going to be good. It's just like writing a book or telling a story. If the context is wrong, the conclusion gonna be wrong. It's the same with your intentions, your intentionalities. We talked about that in the last time we were together.
Yes.
Your intentionalities. And so the idea of coaching and why that is needed is because it helps to facilitate growth, inspired growth. The whole thing in a nutshell for the client is to pick the right coach, the right one. The right one, because there are persons out there in the marketplace, and we see them every day. We hear them every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are persons out there who say they're coaches, but are they really coaches? How do you define that?
Mm.
Because the way I define it is altogether different than the way another person defines it, because my experience level is not theirs, right?
Okay.
My experience level says, as a coach on any level, I don't care what your niche is, what you are selling more than anything else, you are selling perspective. That's what you're selling. You're selling perspective, and perspective, and I know this to be true, and here's where I put an ID on my conversation when I say that. To sell perspective just simply means I'm bringing meaning to the overall customer-client relationship, and who don't want meaning? Who don't want it? Especially if you have no real clarity on which direction you're trying to go in your personal or business life. And so no matter what the niche is, whether it's personal, career, executive, whatever the case may be, I have come to a place where I narrow it down to just say one thing. You are coaching for perspective. You are giving perspective. There's one time I listened to some coaches talk, and all of them were talking about changing somebody. But how are you going to do that? Please help me with that one. Please.
Because my idea of it is
I'm not trying to change you. And here's how I know this to be an absolute truth, Toy. I'm in the business of selling perspective as a coach because there are times when people call you, they don't want you to try to change anything about them. You know what they're calling you for? For you to listen to what they have to say. They will literally pay you to listen to them. So now, who are you trying to change?
Yeah. That's you can't, if that's the way you're going, and if that's what you believe and think about coaching, that's probably not for you. But and they won't find all of that kind of strategy in your courses and things like that with your business. So, you know, I've been talking with Mr. Leroy Allen out of Maryland. This is Speak to Me First podcast show, you know, to both my national as well as international audiences. One last piece of advice for that individual or individuals or even organizations that's saying, hey, you know, we need some strategy. We just don't have anything. We're all over the place. Mm-hmm. And we need someone to help us come in, whether it's through their employee development, whether it's through their leadership team. We need something. So with that said, would your company be someone that they could work with? Is this something that you have to take them through a process to figure out if you really are a good match for that organization or even the individual that says, listen, I want you to coach me?
Well, yes, that is something that we give way and voice to because the consulting side of our business, we offer leadership assessment tools and resources that include strategy building, sales, customer service, and team building.
Okay.
And so in that light, we have something to offer, but at the same time, we are going to go through a vetting process to see if that particular client, no matter how large the organization is, we are going to go through a vetting process to see if we are a perfect fit. Because I have a thing in particular now at this point in my career where I say, hey, we're not teaching you anything to know. We're teaching you everything to do. And that, again, falls back to what? Perspective.
Perspective. There you go.
Well, you answered nothing that. To know. We're teaching you everything to do. And so yes. In that, we have to know before we invest our time into an organization or individual or group of people, we have to know that you are committed to doing exactly what we tell you to do. Because if we tell you to do something and you don't do it, that's not on us, that's on you.
Yes.
My thing is, if you want to be successful, you'll listen to what we have to say. If you don't want to be successful and you don't want to execute the plan that we put in front of you, then guess what? You won't be successful. The choice is yours. And I have been on record, Toy, of telling this to people before they give me their money. You see what I'm saying? Before.
Yes, before they, embark before on a journey. Right, right, right.
You give me the money. Yes. So that way you have an opportunity. If you're not willing to play by the rule.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to make my brand look bad. And I don't want you looking bad, and I'm not going to make my brand look bad just because you decided that you don't want to be a willing and able participant.
Okay.
It's as simple as that at this point with me. Now, some years ago, I'd have been all over the place, but not no more.
Things have changed. Things have evolved.
That's exactly
you know
right.
What?
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, it's a pleasure, you know, speaking with you today. We always try to catch up every now and then. One day, hopefully, we'll meet in person.
Absolutely.
And that'll be even better, you know, standing on the same stage or what have you. But I thank you, too, just for creating the opportunities for people like myself who have always really been coaching, but there are strategies, there are things in place that you need to understand. If you don't understand what it's all about, then all you have is a title.
And exactly
I never
right.
wanted to have a title. I had plenty of titles in my life. So I just wanted to make sure I was actually, you know, looking at it more than just a title. So again, folks, you've been listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. Leroy, just go ahead and tell us, where can people find you? Any particular website? Because you may have several. When can they access the book? And then we're going to let you go on your way.
All right. Very well. Well, my website is leroyallen.org. That's one of them. I'll leave the audience with that one. And the book release, we're looking for that on Christmas Day. We're looking for that on Christmas Day to be released. It's in the editing process. It's in the publishing and editing process right now. And so, you know, all contributing factors are on the table. And we're looking at it in that way. And we are expecting, you know, it to be a New York City best time seller coming right off the press before it even get to the press. We're looking for that. We're aiming for that. And When your intentions are good, there is no plan A, plan B. It's only a plan A. And so our plan A is that book, period.
Well, on that note, folks, we just know, you know what, it's just been amazing, you know, talking with you. I love your energy and, you know, you always bring your A-plus game. And also, thank you for stepping in when I called to ask if you would be on a most recent event that I was doing virtually to lend your voice, because I know you're not cheap, you know, people have to pay, you know, so sometimes they say it's who you know. But absolutely. Yeah, we're not in the business for exchanging dollars for hours, but it's about value. And you brought that today. So my listeners, near and abroad, I'm sure will thank you. We're going to get that link out to them. And of course, I'll be sharing your broadcast with you. So you'll be able to share it to the world. But I thank you so much, Leroy. And we'll connect again soon. Okay.
Very well. Thank you very much, Tori. And thank you to your audience as well. And I'm very proud to see you doing what you're doing. And of course, your smile is contagious. I receive you. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Yep. You do the same.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay. Yes, folks, you've been listening to Leroy Allen. That's right. He is something else. I'm telling you, every time I talk with him, the energy in the room is just amazing. So just like he said, essentially, you know, you want to start thinking about why is coaching, or how could coaching be something really good for you? If you've always wondered what is coaching really about, to my audience, I'm telling you today, you know, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, the no sugarcoating coach. That's right. That's my channel. But if you want to reach out to me, you know where you can reach me at www.tjvempowersyou.com. Again, TJV empowers you. TheLetterU.com. And it's very, very important that you also tap into your greatness. Today, it was about tapping in. What is your vision? Like Leroy said, your vision is your weapon. He said, yes, that's the title of the book. But also, you know, you just got to think about, you know, the goal is the process. So it's not always this, you know, get rich quick scheme and all of these things. And I know, you know, we're on the hustle. I'm a native New Yorker, currently based out of the greater Atlanta area, but I understand what the hustle is because I've been doing that most of my life. And that's along with doing the traditional 9 to 5, now podcast host, a certified life coach, HR consultant, all of those things rolled into one. But I'm just basically passionate about helping people navigate their career and their life skills journey. I also assist with helping organizations with employee development because you have teams and, you know, the teams are not always in the right space in your organization. And sometimes you have to move people around to get things done, and keeping your organization at the top, of what we mean by value, a valued organization, not because you have a large name and everybody knows your name kind of thing, but what you actually offer, what you put out into the world. So again, as usual, I like to thank today Mr. Leroy Allen. And again, you can reach him, and he's all over social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it, he's there. You're probably going to see some YouTube videos as well, you know, old and new for both of us. So as far as I'm concerned, I want you to make sure you connect with me. Again, if you or your organization is having an upcoming event, you need a keynote speaker, motivational, inspirational speaker, or you have an event where you want me to do some group coaching, or you yourself are on the market and looking for a coach to bring you into 2023, because, you know, we're at the end of the year and everybody all of a sudden starts to think about, you know, how they can change things in their lives. And I mean personal life, career life, educational life. You may be thinking about going back to school. Leroy just talked about that earlier, him going back to obtain his master's degree. And he's already an accomplished business person, CEO and founder of Life Enhancement Coaching Institute and Consulting. So you're never too late. It's never too late for you to embark on a journey. And I am here for you or your organization. So don't sleep. Inbox me, especially out on LinkedIn. You'll probably be able to inbox me and let's connect and see if I'm the right coach for your upcoming event or speaker for your upcoming event, including the holiday season. So thank you very much to both my national as well as international audience. I appreciate you for tuning in for today's episode. I really, really do, of Speak to Me First podcast show. I can be found wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Spotify, you name it. Make sure, no excuses, like, subscribe, and share. And as I say before I end all of my broadcasts, success is in your future. Bye for now.